课堂听 class.com。
If the dream is big enough, two.
One day, in her senior year, I saw her sitting in the grass, head cradled in her arms. I walked across the street and sat down in the cool grass beside her.Quietly, I asked what was wrong. "Oh, nothing," came a soft reply. "I am just too short." The coach told her that at 5'5", she would probably never get to play for a top-ranked team, much less offered a scholarship, so she should stop dreaming about college. She was heartbroken, and I felt my own throat tighten.As I sensed her disappointment. I asked her if she had talked to her dad about it yet. She lifted her head from her hands and told me that her father said those coaches were wrong. They just did not understand the power of a dream. He told her that if she really wanted to play for a good college, if she truly wanted a scholarship, that nothing could stop her except one thing.Her own attitude. He told her again, if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. The next year, as she and her team went to the Northern California Championship game, she was seen by a college recruiter. She was indeed offered a scholarship, a full ride to a Division I NCAA women's basketball team.She was going to get the college education that she had dreamed of and worked toward for all those years. It's true, if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count.